Free Talk Live kicking off hour number two. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners. And I know, Manwich, you've been raking me over the coals because I've been holding back.
Yes, well,
we've accumulated,
you're a greedy little Shriner.
We have accumulated five new Shriners over the past couple weeks, and past few weeks, actually. And I've been withholding them because we've been working on the entire website. We're doing an entire site redesign, if you will. And it's kind of a big project, especially when you're busy doing other things. You kind of have to slip it in, you know, slip in some work here, slip in some work there. Anyway, we're I think we're probably just hours away from the launch of the new freetalklive.com. So, if you want to check out the newest Shriners, as soon as they're available, you need to sign up for our updates at freetalklive.com. I'll send out an update when the new site has launched, and they're going to be right there on the, you know, you'll be able to link to them right there from the front page at freetalklive.com. So, join the updates list if you want to find out. Otherwise, you just whenever you come back to the site, otherwise, as far as when you find out.
This new Shriner is really something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the newest one, Lainey. Yeah, you're going to like her. Listeners, anyway, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Let's go.
Hope she's not cold. Doesn't have a shirt on.
No, she doesn't have a shirt on. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Keith in Atlanta, Georgia. Keith, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, Keith, before we went away in the last hour, you were talking about Cocaine Town. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, let's say we legalize all drugs. Whatever's available goes.
Okay.
Cocaine is extremely addictive, so I go down to Columbia, make my connection, whatever, and I come back up to some town somewhere, some Rust Belt town, anywhere.
Right.
Go there, I move in, and I start.
We'll call it Coke Town, Oklahoma. I like that.
Right. Cheap advertising. I buy radio time. Keith's Cocaine, and I get me a little following going, kind of like the tobacco company's got started.
Okay.
And I slowly start raising the price. They, you know, there are no jobs in this little Rust Belt town, so they have to go to the big city and rob you guys at the teller machine back and pay me.
Well, unfortunately,
this is great. I must say, that's a very active imagination.
Yes, it's very.
The tobacco companies haven't been very successful in raising an army for themselves, and their stuff's just as addictive as cocaine because there's other tobacco companies out there, and competition brings down the price.
Well, plus you're just that. It was very entertaining.
It is
Keith,
good.
Very interesting idea.
Glad we held you through.
Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with the reality of the free market, and that's what you'd be operating in if drugs were decriminalized. First of all, you wouldn't have to go down to South America anymore to get your cocaine. You could grow it right there in your little town, assuming you know the soil conditions were correct. There'd be plenty of people growing it here in America. So that's the first place where you were wrong.
Knock out the competition, then. I'd give me my sellers that, you know, we're losing money now because of those other guys who moved into town. And we'd have a turf war. Whatever.
No. See, Keith, you're applying all of the drug war, the black market stuff, to the real market.
I would not apply in the real market.
Wait. Is Budweiser having a turf war involving guns and alcohol with
Miller
Coors?
Well, they might be in some third world country.
But this isn't a third world country. This isn't a country where there's a despotic, well, at least that much of a despotic government. There's a somewhat free market, and these companies are competing in the marketplace. They're not killing one another over sales.
Oh, so then, all right, I see what you're saying then. So the competition. But then I'd just have to get more customers, so I'd come up with better ways of advertising, bigger ads, psychological people working for me to really sell it, to get you to try it that once.
So?
Great. People are going to try it anyway. It's just that it's going to be relatively inexpensive.
First of all,
like cigarettes are.
That's the other thing you need to remember is once the black market goes away, Keith, all of that profit that the black marketeers are making, poof, it's gone.
Guys, I partied in the 80s. I don't know.
Well, cocaine these days is what, like $120 a gram or something? I mean, it's like crazy.
But I could afford it back then, and when you can afford, I know a lot of people who could afford it back then, and it killed a bunch of them.
Well, too bad for them. That's the risk they took. Anyway, if you've got this drug and it's legal to manufacture and legal to sell, then the price is going to drop like a rock.
People who are working. Civilly liable for deaths.
No, you should not be, just like gun companies shouldn't be held liable for deaths either. Anyway, so people would be able to afford this with a McDonald's job. Therefore, all of the crime that's associated with the war on drugs and drug use would go away virtually overnight. And as far as your idea of taking over a town, that wouldn't work so far as there could be anybody who was operating a department store or a drug store that could start selling cocaine. There could be 15 different locations where you could buy cocaine in a given town. How are you going to compete with that?
I guess I'd have to get more customers.
Well, then the only way to get the more customers is to compete on an honest basis. You know, you'd have to offer the best service, maybe home delivery or something like that.
More potent.
More potency, sure, but then the other competitors can get competitive with you as well and raise their potency or lower their price. And so that's the wonders and the fun of the free market there, Keith.
That would be fun.
Unfortunately, it wouldn't work out quite the way that that you were expecting. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's all. I just called up to give you some trouble.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259.
That Wolfman Jackie can't help but call this show. He uses all kinds of fake names, but I know him when he calls.
Wolfman Jack is dead.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
There's some guy who's just like him, though. You took the title.
I don't want to make it sound, by the way, that we're advocating people start...
Right,
you know, taking
automatic
cocaine,
weapons and cocaine,
doing cocaine or anything like that. I just think that the war on drugs is a serious problem. It's a bigger problem than cocaine, ecstasy, marijuana, and all the rest of them combined. And the problem is the black market that results from the war on drugs. And I'm sorry, the alcohol companies are not on school campuses with distributors, individual distributors, trying to ply kids with alcohol. They're not doing that. The aspirin companies aren't, you know, standing on the
street. I think you could probably see some of that if there weren't such regulations on the alcohol and tobacco companies.
You mean if the schools would let them?
I think
because the school would have to let
them. Against the law for tobacco companies to advertise to kids. I mean, Joe Camel's a great example of how tobacco companies want to get in the door with people below the age of 18 because they know that's where you're stupid enough to try it and get hooked, and then you're stuck for life.
I say let them advertise. I mean, are you against those? Are you for those laws, Manwish, that prevent people from advertising?
I not in principle, but I'll tell you what, I don't think they're such a bad thing.
I well, first of all, I think that they should be free to advertise, just like I think that the anti-tobacco people should be free to advertise.
But there's no money in not smoking.
I understand that, but there's plenty of money that will give voluntarily to organizations that will place ads urging kids to not smoke.
But when you exchange your $2 for a pack of cigarettes, you get something. When you exchange your $2 for an anti-smoking campaign, you get crapola.
No, you get a good feeling because you're helping kids stop smoking.
Now, I'm not saying it's not a charitable country, but if I would like to, see the numbers comparing packs of cigarettes sold in America versus money given to charity, and I think you're probably going to see. And I'm just
that doesn't justify
all
a law.
Charities.
That doesn't justify a law.
I'm
man,
just
which,
telling you, I don't feel so bad about it.
You little fascist. 800-259-9231. We got an email from Todd talking about standing armies, because we addressed standing armies earlier this week, and it was my suggestion, and I think you agree with me, that they're unnecessary.
I do agree that we shouldn't have a standing army.
I mean, militias are fine.
Yes.
Those are voluntary, and they're formed on people's own, you know, volition, and I think that militias are a good thing, and that's what helps keep this country safe. But as far as the standing army goes, they just are tempted. The politicians are just too tempted by that, too tempted to take that standing army and move it around the world for their own political means. We're going to address more with the standing army because Todd thinks that they are necessary. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, doing the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can take control via the phones, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. We had all kinds of good stuff on the site, including live streaming, bulletin board system archives, and much, much more. And actually, we're asking you to go vote for the show. Normally, we ask you to go to podcastalley.com and vote for us, and you can still do that at vote.freetalklive.com. But that's a once-a-month kind of voting thing. Right now, we got a push going on for the Podcast Awards.
Yes.
It's podcastawards.com. We have been nominated by our listeners for the best cultural political podcast in the world. And we're up there with, I think there are four podcasts that have been nominated, so we're one of four.
Or I think it's been pared down to four in every category.
Okay. So if you go to podcastawards.com and you have if you have an email address, you can vote for us. It's that easy. In fact, they're allowing people to vote once every 24 hours from now until the 31st of this month. So you've got a few days. Go to podcastawards.com. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live.
Every day.
Yeah, exactly.
And if for instance, this case, they don't IP check. So if a wife and a husband listen to the show and they both want to vote, they can do it from the same computer.
As long as you have two different email addresses.
Right.
Okay, so you go to podcastawards.com and vote for us. Thank you for that in advance. And let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Tim in Texas. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Good morning. Oh, actually, good evening.
Hey, whatever. It's morning somewhere.
Right, I am... I'm calling in opinion to what you guys were talking about on the air as far as the smoking advertising versus the glamorized drinking advertising.
Right.
And what I don't understand is they pulled all the ads, especially for like the Marlboro Racing or anything like that. They're no longer allowed to use it because major lawsuits went through, and the tobacco company pursued, and but you can drive around town and see a Budweiser billboard, Budweiser or whatever, because of their lawsuits and the amount of money, which is it's a glamorized industry, and it's a big dollar investment, you know.
Absolutely, but the alcohol industry definitely has ties to the government.
The thing about it is, you know, back when they had prohibition, they tried to stop it. What people don't realize, and a lot of people realize, as long as it affects them, it affects them close to home, but it affects everybody. If you'll talk to Mothers Against Drug Drivers, they'll tell you the statistics based on what happens on a daily basis. As a general public in the bars and the drinking, it doesn't affect the upper class as much as it affects the lower class people.
I'm sorry, what doesn't affect the upper class as much as it affects the lower class?
Alcoholism. I want you to think about it like this. I'm from San Antonio, and okay. I own a couple of warehouses up there, and I truck merchandise all over the United States. But you have people, believe it or not, that are caught up. It's kind of like this. You know, they work this lifestyle job on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
They do, a lot of them have do menial labor. And you see people, I see people because I'm always stopping, and I see people regularly, whether it be 7 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the evening, I see people when I'm standing in line at these convenience stores, and I took an impression of, you know, the people that are buying beer.
Right, at 7 in the morning.
And not necessarily, you know, like on a Tuesday.
Right.
You know, you have I'm not saying on a social drinking level.
Yeah, they're alcoholics, right. I understand what you're saying.
Well, not but you guys were talking about Joe Camel, how Joe Camel was for teenagers, and it was cool because it was focused on the teenagers. But, you know, the big alcohol companies get away to why, you know, there's such things, you know, there's a lot of diseases that are caused by alcohol and
sure.
You know, cirrhosis of the liver.
You know, I'm not sure about it. You make an interesting claim that that the elite are less likely to be alcoholics than poor people. And it may be true. And maybe one of the reasons maybe one of the reasons for that is because
Think about this, okay? What is the most accessible drug on the market? I mean, a lot of people smoke dope out there, okay?
Sure.
I mean, you're talking to a guy who had 14 years of drug abuse and alcoholism himself. I have 12 years sobriety, so I live the life.
Sure.
I can talk the talk because I walk the walk. But
understood.
Think about it like this. You can walk into any convenience store anywhere and buy a quart of beer for a dollar.
Right.
When times are good, a man will drink. When times are bad, that same man will drink.
Yeah, and he'll probably drink twice as much.
And I'll tell you something else that's funny, too. I was at the grocery store the other day. I saw a mother hand her 10-year-old daughter, she must have been about 10 or 11 or 12, I don't know how old she was, hand her daughter a dollar bill, and the daughter walked up to one of those lottery machines that was in the grocery store, put the dollar in the machine and got a lottery ticket.
Right.
And had access to this.
Right.
But you have to be 18 to buy a lottery ticket.
Apparently not anymore.
Right.
But, only when someone's watching.
I mean, I like to voice my opinion. I just see that the power and the money that other companies have, and it doesn't affect, I'm going to tell you, I deal with the lower income people of society. I have 13 people that work for me at the flea market, swap meet, car shows, all over the United States. They truck merchandise. We sell dollar items, $2 items.
Okay.
And I see, you know, what alcoholism and, you know, what it affects people.
It definitely affects people. It ruins their lives. There's no doubt about it. What's your suggestion?
Well, you know what? It's all about choices. It's all about choices. We all have a choice. You know, I just had an employee. I'm going to tell you something. I just had an employee that was working for me. He was a warehouse manager. 12 years ago when I was out, this is a funny example. 12 years ago when I was strung out, I knew this guy and he drove a brand new Trans Am and he was the envy of.
He was the man.
He was the man. I was a junkie. Okay, now take it 12 years later. Got a family, kids, cleaned my life up, got my life together,
right.
Run a business, bought a house, you know, driving a brand new truck coming back from Dallas right now. I ran into this guy who was out on the street. His name is Valley. He was out on the street and he was hustling a gas can. And how that game worked there is you have a gas can, you tell people you ran out of gas and, you say, can you give me a few dollars for gas?
Right.
And they give him a few dollars for gas, but Alan didn't even own a car.
Wow.
And I asked him, well, what are you doing, Alan? He said, man, I'm strung out, dude. I got problems. And I said, and he used to always say to me what I was saying to you right now. It's all about choices.
Right.
And I said, hey, man, you know what, dude? I said, I'll tell you what, Alan. I said, I'll give you a job, man. I'll put your job at the warehouse. I'll let you drive one of my vans around. Clean your ass up, ghost over. He said, no problem. 3 months into his job, he took one of my vans, went and stored crack cocaine. The day I was going on vacation to Hawaii,
stored crack cocaine,
got arrested, and my van got impounded.
Oh, man.
I came back. He said, man, I'm sorry. He was crying. I don't have nobody. I don't have no family.
10 seconds, man.
He said, give me another chance. I gave him another chance. Guess what happened? Three months later, more crack.
Unbelievable. Thanks for the call, Tim. 800-259-9231. Toll free. Night of the Crackheads. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there for you, the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. They're both free, so go and get them at freetalklive.com. And we've been talking about, we talked about the war on drugs quite a bit so far tonight, and addressed a number of misconceptions and misunderstandings that people tend to have about the war on drugs and what it would be like if we lived in a country where there was no war on drugs anymore, which is what I'd like to happen. And that doesn't mean that I want kids to start taking drugs. Please don't get the wrong impression.
No.
Drugs are dangerous. Cocaine, not a good thing. Okay, some of the drugs are less dangerous.
Cocaine's
than
been used for years by the medical community for lots of good things. Let's be clear.
Numbing teeth, for instance, I think is something that they use it for. Yeah, it definitely has. A lot of these drugs have legitimate medical purposes, and people will always take them for recreational purposes, and the drug war will never stop that. So the point is, it's futile. The war on drugs, waste of time, waste of money, waste of life. It needs to be ended. Now, you know, we were talking with Tim a little while back, and he was telling a story about his employee. He hired somebody off the street, and turned out the guy was a crackhead. He was trying to give the guy a chance because he used to know him back in the day. Turned out he's a crackhead. Gave him another chance after he got arrested for buying crack and got his van impounded, etc. Gave him another chance and found out that he was a crackhead still after that. So. And he brought up the point, and we didn't actually get a chance to address it because Tim had a lot to say. He brought up the point that it seems, at least to Tim, that the well-to-do are not as likely to be alcoholics, for instance, as the poor. And I don't know about that, man. Which, I mean, I don't know a lot of well-to-do people, so I can't necessarily speak from too much experience, but
I can't see how addiction wouldn't span, you know, all economic boundaries. I would think that rich people have probably, you know, fewer of the trappings of addiction, like they're not going to be on the side of the road hustling gas, as it were.
Right.
Because
they can afford their addiction.
They don't need it, right.
Right. That's why the rich people who are addicted to crack aren't out knocking over convenience stores in order to afford their habit. They just go to their ATM machine, and then they go and buy the crack. So there's plenty of people that are rich who are addicted to alcohol and who are addicted to drugs. It's just you don't see them as often. You know, you don't see them showing up in the arrest records because they're not out doing things when they're on these products. They're at home in their mansion, you know, smoking their crack there or drinking their alcohol there. Although it might be fair to suggest that one of the reasons why, if it's true, and it could be true, that rich people are less likely to be addicts, and I don't know, again, I don't know how true this is, but my suggestion would be that you have to be somewhat sober in order to make something of yourself, in that if you're not wasted every day, you know, if you're not one of those people that's going and buying alcohol at 7 in the morning and then going to your construction job and drinking on the job, for instance, you know, if you're not getting trashed and hammered throughout the day, every day, odds are good you're going to be able to put some money aside and make something of yourself. Buy that house that Tim was talking about having. Buy that truck.
Certainly alcohol and drugs are speed bumps on the road to success.
Absolutely. So I think that if you can stay more sober than everyone else, your odds of being successful and becoming more
wealthy are better.
You know, one of the hallmarks of being a poor person is that your priorities are a little screwy. as a poor person, when you get a paycheck, it's, whoa, look at all this money. Let's go buy some alcohol and a new big screen TV.
I remember this bar that used to be in the town that I grew up in, Bradenton, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of, it was not much more than a shack. It was on 301, Highway 301, and I can't remember exactly how it, you know, where it was.
Doesn't matter to anyone else listening.
It was a little shack, and they had a marquee out front where they put these little letters.
Yeah.
You know, and on the letters it said, "We cash paychecks." And I could just imagine how many people go in that bar and cash their paycheck.
And then spend it.
And spend it right there at the bar.
Yep, I believe it. And it's so sad. But then again, you know, man, which people aren't told how to save money when they're growing up, unless their parents inculcate them with that knowledge. You don't learn it at school. As I pointed out many times on this show, the only thing that my school, my government high school, taught me about money management was how to write a check.
That's true.
I mean, that's it. There could have been much, much more. You know, basic stuff like save a good chunk of your paycheck, put it in savings, don't touch it, that kind of stuff. But no, it's all ignored. And I think that's because some of the people who are elite and who are in power want to stay in power, and they don't want to be threatened by any of the little guys, and so they want to keep them stupid. They want to keep them ignorant, and they want to keep them drunk all the time. And they're doing a great job of it. I mean, seriously, they are just doing a knock-em-dead job of keeping people drunk and ignorant in this country. I'm not against alcohol. Personally, I don't use it. I have in the past, and I've decided to stop. But I'm not against your right or your ability to use it, by all means.
It's a good thing, because it won't be too long from now.
That you'll be drinking?
Yes, I will be drinking.
By all means, have a drink. Get wasted! But be responsible with it. You know, don't spend
How can you be wasted and be responsible at the same time?
You can set aside time in your schedule to get wasted.
Then you're going to set aside time in your schedule for a hangover.
Fine. That's what weekends are for, man. Which you, if you're one of the 9-to-5 workers of the world, you tend to work from Monday through Friday, and you've got the weekend off. It's not that way for everyone.
Not me.
Not me either. But for a lot of people, it is. And so you've got your Friday night. Go and get wasted and have your hangover on Saturday. Or Saturday night, get wasted. I mean, I'm
apparently
just saying,
those people don't have a wife that's getting them up early in the morning to go do yard work and stuff.
Right. I'm just saying there are ways to be responsibly drunk, if you can be, you know, responsibly drunk. It's scheduling that time. Instead of turning into an alcoholic and getting up in the morning, going to 7-Eleven and picking up yourself a 12-pack and starting the day with a crisp, cool, natty ice or something like that. Grab yourself a bottle of Wild Turkey and go to work. No, that's not going to lead you down the road to success. So I think there are, though, a lot of rich people, more than anyone can imagine, who are addicted to something. And it may not be alcohol. It may be
Lortabs.
Crack or Lortab or whatever it is that they have. There's plenty of people in this world that are addicted. It's just that once you're there, you can afford your addiction. And if you're addicted and you're poor, you'll always be poor. Always.
Well, I would say that
even if you hit the lotto,
if
you'll
crack
still
was
be
legal,
poor.
You would see that many people that are addicted now and non-functional mm-hmm. would become more functional because it wouldn't cost as much money.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good... Well, they could still crack themselves out of their mind and, you know, not be able to function at a more affordable basis.
Perhaps. I don't know. Knowing very little about crack,
right.
You know, I'm certainly no expert, but I'm just thinking that might be something.
I'm not an expert either. I have known people who have done crack. One of our former co-hosts, actually, on the show, Melissa. She was a former crackhead.
I see. Well, and people will do silly things for the money to get crack,
right.
You know, and I'm thinking that that's what that's where the bad decision making really comes into place.
Well, it's also a very, very powerful substance. It really is. It's just some of the decisions you make when you're high on crack are the best. 800-259-9231. So if you want to have wealth, if you want to get rich, you know, if you want to be comfortable, you want to live a comfortable life, cut back on what it is you're consuming. And it might just be coffee. Maybe you're a nicotine or caffeine addict.
Do you think caffeine really would affect your earning potential, though?
I think that if you're poor and you're having a tough time paying the bills, you need to look at some of the things you're consuming in your life and cut back on it. If you're drinking a cup of coffee at Starbucks every day, that's hundreds of dollars a year that you're flushing down the drain.
The economics call that the latte factor.
800-259-9231. That's toll free. You take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
People people in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The show is yours if you want it to be. You can take control via the phones. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. Just go and get them. They cost you nothing. You don't have to log in or anything like that. FreeTalkLive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. I mentioned that we had an email come in about the military, and I want to put that on hold. Maybe we'll get to that Monday.
Okay.
But because I'm inspired now, I dug through my prep from weeks ago, one of these pieces of prep that we never get to, and we always have stuff that we never get to on Free Talk Live. And I found an excellent article from LouRockwell.com. It's entitled, If I Were a Financial Advisor for a Day. Since we're on the topic of wealth and creating wealth and avoiding certain things in order to help yourself create wealth, like addictions and cigarettes and alcohol and that sort of thing, I just thought this really sums it all up. If you want to be wealthy, you should listen very carefully. Step one, this is Bill Barnwell from LouRockwell.com. Step one, put a portion of each paycheck into personal savings. This is the stuff they need to teach in high school, and they don't. People love to spend money. For some instinctive reason, the moment most of us get a paycheck, we want to spend every dime of it on goodies and toys after we pay off our necessities.
Mm-hmm.
Personal savings is not a major priority for most Americans, even though almost every household is concerned about their finances. When people get into a hole, they don't turn to their dried-up savings accounts. They turn to lenders, and then they dig themselves into debt. How about instead taking a portion of each paycheck and putting it away? Even if it's a small amount, it will accumulate over time.
My mom taught me 10%.
At least 10%. If you can afford more, do more. Would you rather prefer to steadily build up debt over time or personal savings? Thinking about having children or have children already? Want to help them with college someday? Well, aside from teaching them responsibility as they get older and making them chip into the outrageously high tuition fees today, perhaps opening a savings account before you even have kids, specifically for that purpose. Put in $20 a week. By the time they're 18, it won't pay all the bills, but if you send them to a costly institution, but it will certainly help. And again, college is overrated. I recommend you don't go. Savings are important, unless you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
Okay.
Savings are important. Forget
engineers.
Government subsidized.
We need engineers.
Forget government subsidized safety nets. Start your own safety net. It's never too early. I started full time. This guy is a priest. I started full time ministry at the age of 22. My salary's very modest. Yet I've managed to save more money in the past couple of years.
Catholic priest or
I don't know.
Episcopal priest.
Ministry.
Is he
I don't know.
You don't know what you're just saying the word priest as a
whatever. Pastor, priest, whatever. Yet I've managed to man of God. Yet I've managed to save more money in the guy that wears the black dress or whatever it is. Smock. I don't know. What do they call them?
Priest. Those are priests.
Priest garb.
You have a picture of him?
No.
Then how do you know he wears a black dress?
Let's talk about money. Anyway,
stop making things up.
It's not as challenging for me as I do not have children, but whatever your circumstances, you need to find a way to save. But we can! Everything we make goes to our bills, you may object. In that case, see the next 2 points. Point number two. Live well below your means for the first few years on your own and marriage. And then he goes on and says, it's amazing what it takes to make most people happy. They need or desire brand new cars, TVs, stereos, etc. My fiance's sister,
yes,
they just bought two brand new cars, and they already had one virtually brand new.
They got loans for two brand new cars.
Thank you. That's what I mean. It's totally unnecessary. Do we really need most of the things that we desire? Sure, they might be nice, but are they necessary for our happiness and survival? One of the best ways to save is to kick the demon of materialism between the teeth. Also, saving money requires that an individual or family live below its means rather than spend right up to the limit every time they get a paycheck. Most people today are one or two paychecks away from bankruptcy. The reason? They live right up to their means and are forced to spend their entire paychecks every week. Step number three, continue to live fairly modestly as you get older. It's so important to be frugal. I'm just going to summarize here because we are low on time. It's so important to continue to be frugal. You talk to rich people and they are still frugal. They don't just get rich and start blowing their money. If you want to be rich, you want to have wealth, you've got to conserve it. It doesn't mean shoving it all under a mattress. You can invest, and that actually helps other people create more wealth for themselves. Number four, avoid debt and borrowing unless absolutely necessary.
It's good advice.
I got to say, that is so critical, especially when the average American is in debt to the tune of, what, $5,000 or $7,000 or something crazy like that?
Some high number. And if you think about the biggest buildings in town or the biggest buildings in the world, they're all bank buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder how those banks build those buildings. Well, they build them with our money
that we
pay them every single month.
Avoiding debt is critical. And if you're in debt, get out of it. Number five, give yourself a pay raise by kicking costs. And by the way, the only way you're going to get out of debt is by saving your money. Number five, giving yourself a pay raise by kicking costly addictions. We addressed this a little while back. You know, you smoke cigarettes, you drink alcohol, so smoke a pack a day. That's a lot of money every year. Do the math. $3, $4 a pack. If you're in New York, $8 a pack times 365. What if you smoke two packs a day? You just doubled your costs.
Mm.
You drink a cup of coffee every day, $2 a cup at Starbucks or $3 a cup. That's $700 to $1,000. There's a mortgage payment or two. Number six, give to charity. Number seven, learn basic economic principles. Everyone should educate themselves about economics. Most people cannot understand why it's bad to print more and more paper money. And we'll tell you about that on this show from time to time, so keep listening for that. Number eight, ignore what the politicians and central bankers tell you to do. Make your own decisions. Anyway, those are good rules to live by.
Yes.
If you want to find that for yourself, I'll post it on our BBS. There's a lot more detail that we didn't have time to get into. You can go to freetalklive.com, get on the bulletin board system, and it'll be there under the issues forum waiting for you. Catherine's on the line. She wants to talk about responsible drug use. That's coming up. Your calls, if we can fit them in, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live, to control.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now, 1-877-300-0040.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
For moments. We're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it six nights a week, though, so if you like what you're hearing tonight, you can listen to us every night of the week. You can do it for free at freetalklive.com. We got archives, live streaming, the bulletin board system, and much, much more. It's always been free at freetalklive.com, and it always will be free. But we're asking you, just asking, for $3 a month to help us amp the show. We call it the Advertise, Market, and Promote Program. We take your $3 a month and we turn it right back around. We don't keep it for ourselves. We turn it right back around into advertising, promoting, and marketing the show, getting more radio stations on board, getting more internet listeners on board, spreading the message of freedom and liberty. We think that Free Talk Live can be the most effective form of spreading this message that has ever existed as of yet in this country. The Libertarian Party, they've been trying for 30 years.
Still not working.
Not doing so good. And there's plenty of other great libertarian organizations out there that do great work. And we can help all of them amplify their voices. Like with Downsize DC, we put them on the air here from time to time and give them the chance to get their message out. So if you like what we're doing, help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As an added bonus, once we reach our goal, we'll cut our commercial time by 25%. That's unprecedented
yes.
in the industry. We will cut our commercial time out and replace it with more showtime. So check it all out at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Catherine in California. Catherine, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to, you were talking earlier about responsible drug use. And my husband and I work, 9 to 5 regular jobs. It's the weekend. And you know, we were doing hallucinogenics today, and we even...
Hey, what are you doing?
LSD.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we've...
What's that cost out there in California?
It's not that expensive, if you have the right sources. But we go to a regular guy, we get it. There's no guns, no gangsters, none of that crazy stuff. We're lucky enough to have that kind of source.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll go to work on Monday and no one will know. And it's no different than if someone else goes to a Super Bowl party and gets drunk all day Sunday.
Right.
You know,
That's true.
They plan it out. They give themselves the time for it. They give themselves the time for the hangover.
I don't know if I think it's true. I think that now...
Well, it's a little more intense.
I think that it can change your brain chemistry somewhat, too. Do you think that's possible?
Well, yeah, of course it's possible. But that's my choice.
It is your choice. I'm not here to tell you.
Right.
I've got to wonder whether I think it's such a hot idea. Now, how many times do you think you've done LSD?
Oh, probably maybe 10 at the most.
Oh, okay.
It's not a regular thing. Maybe once every other year. You know, I'll take a weekend out and, you know.
Now, I hear mushrooms are much less dangerous.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, too. Okay. Occasionally, yeah.
So you only do it once in a while. That way it's kind of a special thing, right?
Right.
Because otherwise you're going to turn into a waste case, basically.
Well, right, yeah, if you do that every day.
Yeah, or even every weekend, I think, would be probably pretty risky with
LSD. Right, but that wouldn't be responsible drug use. See, that's the thing.
It
is perfectly reasonable that people can be responsible with it.
What's your best, what's your favorite LSD experience?
Oh, I don't know. Probably just sitting around watching movies, usually, actually.
Really? That's what you do when you're on LSD?
Yeah, if you watch the right movies, it can be a lot of fun, like Pink Floyd, The Wall, that kind of thing.
Pink Floyd, sure.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
I remember when my sink was melting.
And
that kind of stuff can happen. I did it once, and it was very interesting.
Yeah,
kids,
it is.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah, exactly. But well, as long as you're responsible with it.
Exactly. That's the most important thing. Be at home. Be safe. It's always a good idea if you're going to be doing this sort of thing. Catherine, thanks for the call. It's always a good idea to have a sitter as well, because if you've got a room full of people that are all on LSD, it's kind of unpredictable as to what's going to happen. But yeah, you definitely need to be safe and be responsible. She sounds like a very responsible person. She goes and she does her job and... She's not killing anybody to get her LSD. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
More coming back on Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then. In the meantime, log on, freetalklive.com. See you.
U.S. Golden.